Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Ian McNair, who is a member and supporter of Bridges for Peace, an organization that plays a role in educating and building a relationship between Christians and Jews. Good afternoon to you, Ian, and thank you for speaking to us here on The Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM.
Simon, great to speak to you. I've never spoken to you before, but I listened to you on the way home. Now I'm talking to you at last.
You absolutely are. You put a massive smile on my face. That's fantastic. Ian, tell us about Bridges for Peace. What does it do? Why does it exist? And inform us.
All right. About 10 years ago, I went to a meeting in Benoni, which was for honoring Israel. And they were there, and they were talking about what they did. And it was just nice to hear that. When you give something to a charitable organization, it actually gets to the right people. And so we listened to what they had to say. They distribute 45 tons of food a month in Israel, and they support 22,000 families. You can do quite a lot of things, and you can adopt a child or you can adopt a family. And they encourage you to give them presents and to write to them. But you're not allowed to do anything Christian. You can't send them a Christmas present, and you can't send them anything Christian. It's got to be, you know, on the line for them. One of the things that they do that I hope they never ask me to do is to go and repair homes and things like that.
You're not the best handyman in town, Ian.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But they do good work. You know, when the coronavirus started, they couldn't get food to, or the Holocaust support system and the NGOs couldn't get food to those people. And Bridges for Peace stepped in and helped them do that.
So what jumps out at me, just such an obvious question, is I get it why Jews would do that. I don't get why, if you're not Jewish, you would do that. Why wouldn't you be contributing to South Africa, which has such incredible need?
It's because I am a Christian. And it says in the Bible, those that don't bless Israel have a problem, and we should be praying for the peace in Jerusalem. And I have a lot of contact with Jewish people. I mean, I'm a chartered accountant, and Frank Shane was one of the guys that got our training going in Benoni. And then Graham Shapiro came and gave us a talk at Professional Accountants for running a paperless office. And then Stephen Furrer has helped me with auditing and legal stuff. And Melville Frankel is, okay, is my doctor.
So
I've got a lot of guys that care for me.
Yeah, no, I hear you and I understand you. Do you find that the Jewish/Christian relationship is sometimes fraught with suspicions and misunderstandings?
I think it is. I heard your story just now about God TV.
I wanted you to address that and how you feel about that as a Christian.
I think the lady that you spoke to said that Christians are to evangelize, and that's true. But I've been to Israel twice, and you don't do that. I mean, that's not what you do. All I want to do is give support to the Israelis there, because they're in a terrible fix, man. And I saw that little survey just now about should they be adopting the West Bank. But I think there is a tension. But I've been to Israel, and you just don't do that. And I think you can choose your own religion, and I think it's very difficult. I just think it's... Look, I just want to do what I want to do, and that's fine with me.
I am just so disappointed that we didn't have more time. Ian McNair, we definitely need to chat again. We've only scratched the surface of all the issues that I want to discuss with you. So, I don't know, maybe you'll agree to talk to us a few times going forth into the future, because this is an important dialogue that we need to have.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Simon.